Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue in Tiferet Yisrael, share number 15. We learned the Maral Sefer Tiferet Yisrael on page Pei. And we're towards the tail end of Perek Dalid, just to recap what we are learning about, we are discussing that there are 613 mitzvahs in total, which we all know. 365, loisase, negative mitzvahs, that Hashem says negative, meaning loisase, don't do, don't transgress. And 248, ase, Hashem says fulfill, go do them. The Gemara in Makkos told us in Daf Chav Gimel that the loisase, the negative mitzvahs, negative commandments that say don't transgress, correspond to the Shemesh, the sun. And the 248 positive, the ase, correspond to the evarim of the person, the limbs of the person. And Rashi and others explain that every single day, it's like the sun is saying 365 days of the year, don't transgress. There's another day that you're alive, don't transgress Hashem's command. Hashem says, don't do that, don't violate. That's 365. Every single day, that's what's happening. 248 days of the year, 248 limbs of the body every day is saying, use your body to go do a mitzvah. Put on tefillin, put on tzitzis, do mitzvahs, do chesed, give tzedakah, learn Torah, whatever the mitzvahs are, do them. That's the body is telling you to do that. What's the question? We left off with a question last week, and now the Maral is answering it. He answered a little bit of the answer was also discussed last week, and the question is like this. Why are we saying that there are 365 loisase that correspond to the sun that says don't transgress, and 248 evarim of the body correspond to the mitzvahs that say go do? Why can't it be the other way around? Why can't it be? And I think it's a fabulous question. And it's one of those questions that, like, if someone would ask you that question, like if they would ask me, I'd be like stumped. I'm like, it's a good question. Let me get back to you on that. Well, the truth is, the Maral asked that question. He also answers it. And the question is, he's asking, let's just articulate it, why can't we have the other way around, that there are 248 loisase that correspond to as he put it, the 248 limbs of the body, and then 365 ase correspond to the sun. Okay, why is it the other way around, the way we have it? And he says, in order to understand this, we discussed in the last year that the Shemesh, the sun, is the Melech Elyon, is the king above. Obviously, Hashem is the one who is the king over everything. Hashem gave the Shemesh, the sun, a power. Okay? And that power is called the Melech of Teva, the king of nature. Down here, you have Adam. Adam is the Melech down here. Mankind is the Melech down here. What does the sun represent? The sun rises and sets every single day properly. The sun represents Teva, nature. Things are meaning are going in the correct order. It's not deviating from the proper path. In fact, when Moshe Rabbeinu, when Yeshua, we just had this week's parsha, we had the parsha Zohar, when they fought Amalek and the sun was held up, and when Yeshua also fought, he held the sun, and Nakdim ben Gorin, holding the sun is representative of controlling nature, controlling Teva. Now, there are other ways that nature is everywhere. You could take a tree and turn it upside down. Why is it specifically that you look at your watch and nothing's moving? Like, I just put a new battery in. Why? What happened? And the answer to that is because the sun is the Melech of Teva, of nature. So if the sun is on pause, literally it was on pause, it's showing that even Adam is overpowering. Mankind has the potential, has the ability to overpower Teva, overpower nature. What does nature do? If you drive on the highway, Marshall, if you drive on the highway, and you have your GPS says, go straight for another 30 miles, and you're going to pass by many exits on your right and on your left, the exits represent the loisase. Don't transgress. Don't get off the exit. Stay on the proper path. Do the ase. If you get off the wrong exit, you can get lost. The teva is saying, keep on focus on the proper path. That's why it specifically explains the Maral. It has to be 365 mitzvahs loisase that connect to what? Connect to the sun. Because the sun, the message, what the sun is teaching us, is the sun is saying, stay on track. Don't transgress. Don't get off the wrong exit. You ever have that thing when you're driving and you look at the GPS and it looks, there are two roads there, and it looks like you're supposed to get off, and as soon as you get off, you're like, oh no, recalculating.
Uh-huh.
Well, see, that's what happens. If a person transgresses the loisase, right away his yetzer tov starts feeling, what did you just do? That doesn't feel so good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you did an aveira, you might have got a moment of pleasure out of it, but after that, person feels, oh, why did I do that? Why did I do that? That's the recalculating. That's the loisase, that's the shemesh that keeps us on track that we should not transgress. But the asay, put your foot on the gas pedal, get to the 30 miles on the turnpike, the asay says, do, accomplish, go, do. And that's where we left off. Now let's continue from inside on top of page pay. V'hinei ha-shemesh v'ha-odom. The sun and mankind, ha-yoyser el-yoyin b'oylam hazeh. They are, if you call it, the two greatest powers of creations in this world. B'oylam hazeh. Ki ha-oylam hazeh, yesh b'ychaymer v'tzura nivdelis. This world, the way Hashem created it, and these two words are very common words in the language of the Maral. There's Chaymer, there's Tzura, Nivdelis. What's Chaymer, what's Tzura? So right now at this table, for those who are listening to the recording, we're at a wooden table. Okay? Right? It's a real wood table, right? This table came from a tree. The tree was cut down, and you have a slab of wood, and it was formed into a table with legs. So to the chairs that we're sitting on, it was once at one point in time, it was wood. There's a chaymer. It was formed, it was given a tzura, a form. Okay? V'ha chaymer ha-yoyser el-yoyin hula shemesh. The chaymer that is of the highest creation that Hashem created is that of the sun. Ki yesh loy chaymer zach. There's a pureness to this chaymer, meaning the sun. U'maylas ha-tzura nivdeles lo'odom. In regards to the Tzura Nivdelis, and then we said like Milas Tzura So Adam HaNivdelis. And what that means, before we go to number 75 in the bottom, that by an Adam, since he has, what let's backtrack, what creates the greatness of Adam? It's not his good looks, it's not his charisma, it's his neshama. His neshama lakis. His neshama that Hashem gave him. That's what creates the greatness, and that's why the Shemesh is subservient to the Adam. Because Hashem's in charge. And Hashem gave Adam a little sliver, if you will, of himself. He blew inside of Adam. And that's another reason as to why, or the reason as to why, every single person deserves respect. It's not just a matter of, well, he's a person who deserves respect. It is true, but it's more than that. A person is godly. And therefore, if a person is not respecting the Adam, to some degree, he's not respecting Hashem. And what does it say that if a person is mevaza, disgraces, and embarrasses someone in public, says the Mishnah, Ein lechelek l'olam haba. He loses a share in the world to come. It's like murder, like he killed him. And the one that transgressed that he loses a share in the world to come. Now, the truth is, doesn't say that if a person kills somebody, he loses a share in the world to come. Why is it that a person embarrasses somebody? Why is it that he loses a share in the world to come? So in the world of the Maral, we might have mentioned this one of the past Yurim, the Maral says, because the person is not someone roi, he's not someone who's fit, For Olam Haba. Why? Because he's not connecting to it. In order to connect to it, he has to value the neshama of another person. He has to say, I value that elokis, that godly power that's inside of that individual. But if I don't, I'm saying I'm not fit to be in that place, which is all kulei ruchni. That's the world of Maral. That's the Maral explains it. Rabbi Yoina has a different explanation, which is not for now. If you'd like to hear it, reach out to me. So, previously we just mentioned that the Shemesh is Chomer Zach, is a pure essence, which we'll see how the Maral in other places, in the Siv HaAnova, explains what that means. He says, Yadua, I'm reading from number 75, Yadua ki HaShemesh Yesh Ba HaZoyer HaElyoin. It has this Zoyer HaElyoin, you want to call it a shine from above. Yadua ki Ein Lecha B'chol HaNimsoi Mesulok Min HaGashmi Eskmei HaShemesh. And he says, of all the physical creations, there is nothing like the sun that is Mesulok, that is separated from the Gashmias, from the physicality that exists in the world, like the sun. Actually, it's like Guf Zoyar. It has this shining body, if you will. This ball of fire. Actually, Kemat ain't like Gashmias. That to some degree, Kemat, almost, it has no Gashmias. And then Siva Taira, in Perig Yud, he says further about the sun, Ki Hashemesh HaMeir Ba'atzmai Ein La Guf. The sun that is Meir Ba'atzmai, as opposed to the moon, does not have its own light, but the sun is its own power. Obviously Hashem gives it the power, meaning that it has its own power, it gives its light off, its power off, its heat off. Kach HaTalmidei Chachamim. Mitzad HaSeichel Nechshavim Nifdolim Degarim Mislokim Min HaGuf. So too, the real Talmud Chacham, because of the knowledge and his intellect, is considered to be nivdolim, which means separated, nivdolim legamrei, misulokim min haguf, and separated from the body. That's what the Talmud Chacham is compared to the sun that shines forth. And so too, in Chiddush HaGolos in Bav Basra, ki ein ba'olam dover yoyser zach min hagalgal hachama, then the sun, mikola dvarim hagashmiyim. Hashemesh yesh lo choymer dak v'zach. It's pure, it has this shining brightness to it. And the last piece he says here, also in Gemara Shabbos Peches, Hashemesh ha-me'ira yesh lo geshem zach meir ad kim'at shemesulek min hagashmiyim. To some degree, it's almost, like we said earlier, separated from the actual Gashmis. Ulakach, back on top. Elu Shnayim, the Shemesh and the Adam, Heim Nechshavim Melachim. They're considered to be kings. Mitzad Sheheim El Yoinim, V'nimtsoim Bo'ilam Hazeh. Because they, both the sun and Adam, are considered to be the greatest in this Oilam Hazeh physical world. V'ha'adam, Nechshav Tzura El Nimtsoim Kulam, Af El Hashemesh, and Adam is even above the sun. He's considered to be the Tzura. The Tzura is what creates the formation of the item. In other words, like we said earlier, you take a slab of wood and you create a table. You create a chair from, you turn it into a functional piece. Where does chait come from? Chomer. Chomer is the actual physicality of the item. Lemitzara Tzura, not from the Tzura itself, not from the formation of it. When the more a person is connected to Chomer, which means the Gashmius of the item, we said earlier that the Shemesh is almost, it's Kemat away from the Chomer, right? It's like the most physical thing that is almost out of Chomer, almost out of Gashmius, but Lamaisa, it still is into the Gashmiastic world. Gashmius, the Geshem, is the physicality. The more a person connects to physicality, that's the most, the more he separates himself, his Rochuk from the spirituality. Lemitzad Hatzura, Lefichach Mitzvus Loisasei. That's why the Mitzvus Loisasei, Shloyasechit, that the Mitzvus Loisasei is screaming out to us, don't do this Aveira. Don't transgress the King, Melech Malchi Amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't transgress Hashem's Rots and Hashem's will. Who keneged Yomayis HaChama. That's why specifically the Lois essay corresponds to the days of the year of the sun. Yumayis HaChama. She'ein bo yitzio min ha-seder. Because there's no deviation. There's no getting off the wrong exit. There's no yitzio min ha-seder from the proper order. Aki higashmis. Even though it is physical. Meaning that there's room to say, well, by definition, if something is gashmis, maybe it's not called cool or good. No. The gashmis of this Shemesh is that it's saying, stay on track. Don't make the right or left turn in the wrong direction, in the wrong time. In the bottom he says, he didn't find it in the Gimel, he found it in Perek Zayin. So in Perek Zayin, Mr. Shem, we'll see more on this topic. Now the question is as follows. Why are women exempt from mitzvahs mitzvahs essay rather, that are time-bound, but of course they're obligated in mitzvahs loyisaseh. So time-bound mitzvahs essay shazman grama, time-bound mitzvahs, women we know, generally are exempt from doing them. If it's a loyisaseh, women have to fulfill the loyisaseh as well. They can't transgress that. That's what we're discussing now. Lefichach, kol mitzvos lo yisasei, mechuyovim behem hanashim gamkein. According to what we just explained, that the purpose of the lo yisasei is to keep you on track and not to go off the incorrect direction from Hashem's ratzon. So that's why women are obligated as well with every single lo yisasei. Kimoy hanashim. In other words, women are obligated to make sure they don't transgress the lo yisasei, just like men. Even though, and this is also a theme that the Maral elaborates on throughout his Sfarim, that there is a Chomri connection to Noshim, to women, and there's a Tzura connection to Anoshim, to men. Because Mitzvahs Loisaseh also connect to the Chomer, the physicality. In other words, what is the Loisaseh? Loisaseh says, don't do that physical thing. Don't transgress. We elaborate in some different places the morale. When it comes to a time-bound mitzvah, the women are exempt from time-bound mitzvahs. Because, once again, we're now categorizing that the positive mitzvah, the mitzvahs asei go do, is found in the tzura category. If you look at 84 on the bottom, he says ki mitzvos asei hein kineged tzelem. The mitzvos asei is more connected to the tzelem, which is by the ish, by the man, as opposed to by the isha. These are words and concepts which we're going to be elaborating on the mitzvah Shem more. The more we see, more of the moral. Ki atzura hi shleimus ha'odom, ha'shleimoso hi mitzad mitzvos asei. The tzura is how a person becomes shalim. For example, like this. A person sits down and does not transgress any lo yisaseh. He doesn't get out of his seat. That's very nice. But he didn't do anything. He didn't do an asseh. Imagine you go into an elevator and there's someone else there also. You go into a meeting, you come out, he's still there. And you talk to him, you say, yeah, I've been here the past hour. He's protecting himself. He's making sure he doesn't transgress anything. That's absurd. Right? That's absurd. The Lois Asseh says, don't transgress. Where's the Asseh? What are you accomplishing? What are you doing? The Shleimus Ha'odim, the completeness of the person, is when he accomplishes. And that's the Asseh, which is Kineged Detzura. Don't have any doubts. Ki Mispar Yimoy Sachama Shem Shasa. The days of the sun per year are 365. And of course, he says that the sun corresponds, he elaborates this in the other Svarim as well, corresponds to the 365 days of the year, is the year of a sun. His point is there's no coincidence over here. It's not just coincidence that there are 365 days of the year and there are 365 mitzvahs. And earlier, there were some opinions that I wanted to say there's a remez. And this that the Gemara says, 365 is sun, 248 is Eivarim. It's a remez. It's a nice thing to remember. Maral says, that's not how we learn what's going on over here. There's a specific exactness. Mm-hmm. And that's his point, what he's mentioned. This aim is a suffix. That's what he means by suffix. There's no doubt on this. Turn the page to Pei Beis, discussing how the Shemesh and Adam correspond to the Seder as the Shemesh and Hashlama and completion, accomplishment is by Adam. Gvar Marniki Elu Shnaim, Hashemesh v'Adam, Heim B'Yoyisir Elion Mo'il Mazeh. We already explained that the Shemesh and Adam, They are the two greatest creations here in this world. And what's, of course, excluding the malachim. Okay, because malachim are not from this world. V'heim bilvad nechshavim malachim, kings, not malachim, but malachim, kings, u'moishlim ba'olam. And they rule in the world. Hashemesh, hu moishel, u'melech, v'shoymer ha'seder shlo yishtaneh. What is the purpose of a king? Let's understand something. The king has to make sure that the country, the subjects, are doing the right thing and not deviating from proper their rules. If a rule is viewed in the correct way, it won't be understood as oh, I can't do this and I can't do that. No. Let's take a stop sign for a second. I think we might have used this example last time. Or a traffic light. So you're driving down the road, all of a sudden you come to a stop sign. So is a stop sign a negative? Oh, God, I have to slow down now. I have to stop totally. Stop sign is not negative. Because there are other cars that will go other direction. The stop sign is saying, this is here to protect you. There's a seder, there's an order. And that's what the red light is. The red light says, now you stop. Because there's a possibility another car will come the other direction. In Chas Shalom, the traffic lights don't work. Or if a tree is blocking the stop sign, they don't see there's a stop sign there, and the person goes straight through, and the Chas Hashem, there's another car going the other direction, we don't want to finish the sentence. So the Melech's job, the king's job, is to make sure to say the order that, you know what? In fact, it says, the Chavetz Chaim writes, that one of the first responsibilities of a Rav is to make sure, and by Parshas Mishpatim he talks about this, is to make sure that dangerous things in the physical sense, are removed from the community. And for example, I'm not saying he has to go check the traffic lights and the stop signs, but if you sometimes you see they come around and you see the trees are going out and they cut them down. They're coming out into the street, you can't see the stop sign, they cut them down. It's removing the hindrance, it's removing the danger. That's the melech's job. Keep the seder. And the person himself is also melech, hamashlim es ha'am. Now there are two things. One is making sure no one's getting hurt. That's one thing. The second thing is now accomplish. It's not enough that you don't smash. Now it's what are you going to accomplish now? What are you going to do? Kach adam mashlim es ha'metziyah. So to man, he is here to complete, to accomplish the creation. Omnam, Asher hu oid yoyisr elyoin, Asher ba melachim yimloichu, which is really a pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk is really bi melachim yimloichu, and Rashi explains that the dinim and the mishpatim, I'm going to teach them. This is what the pasuk bi melachim yimloichu. Through the rules, the king will rule. Right, let's just take this a step back for a second. You have a student, and the student's not following the rules. Sit down at the desk, it's time to learn. Take out your pen, take out your pencil, take out your homework, paper. The kid's not following the rules. Are these rules against him? These rules are for him. It's recess by little children. Walk in a single file. So the teacher is able to follow. If there's a fire drill, there's no talking. All of these are rules to help the child, help the student. But when the student is deviating from these rules, what's happening now is there's a lack of seder. There's a disturbance in the order. And it's the same mindset that the child grows up with. That if he looks at the rule as something which is disturbing him, now comes to mitzvahs as well. I can't do this. Come Shabbos. Shabbos is 39 loisasei. 39 avos malachos that say don't do. And the Yerushalmi says there are 39 toldos corresponding to the 39 avos as well. And that's just the deraisa. And then there are derabbanans. And if a person looks at Shabbos, I can't do this, I can't do that, oh, I can't do anything. Oh, tzmuksa, can't touch this, can't move that. That's one mindset a person can have. I can't do anything on Shabbos. Or, Shabbos is a day of menucha, day of rest. And when we realize that all of that is the stop signs are saying, go enjoy Shabbos to the highest degree. You know what? Go have kishka on Shabbos. Go have your chalent. Enjoy it. Connect to it. Daven a longer davening. Listen to the words you're saying. Listen to the Kriyas HaTorah. Learn, you know, when you learn on Shabbos, is a much higher madrega than when you learn during the week. When you make you have a chiddush on Shabbos, it's no comparison than during the week. You know, I think for another week we still have what's called winter, right? Mm-hmm. Till we switch the clock. You're learning a Lel Shabbos Friday night, especially when it's quiet around. Later on at night, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. You already had the delicious Shabbos food. You sang Zmirus. It's Mi'ein Olam Haba. Shabbos is Mi'ein Olam Haba. It's connecting to Olam Haba. It's not, I can't do this, I can't. No, Hashem is saying, I want you to enjoy this day the best way possible. So get all the distractions away. Don't do this and don't do that, because if you do those things, you're going to be distracted. You won't have the proper rest, the proper menucha. And I flipped the light switch on, and what did I do wrong? I just flipped the switch. What did I do? That's called creation. That's called an act of creation. Anything that Hashem did to create the world that we live in, Hashem says, stay away. We don't want to be creating now. That's 6 days of the week. That's what you'll do. We want to be relaxing now. Turn on the switch of relaxation time. I know what you're thinking right now. It's my soy Shabbos. I can't wait to Shabbos now. That's what I'm thinking. Okay, let's see further. So he's saying here, Be Melachim Yimloichu, He had Torah. The Pasuk in Mishlei, Periches, Pasuk Tesavav, that Shlomo Melech tells us, once again, the real word is Be, not Ba, Be Melachim Yimloichu, refers to the mitzvah, the dinam of the Torah, the Mishpatim, as Rashi says. She oid yoiser elyon ba'olam, uba melachim yimloichu. Lefichach, haTorah misyacheses el elu shnei meini melachim. The Torah connects to, has a port that can be plugged into the Shemesh and the Adam. Asher haEchad inyonai bilti yitzia min aseid b'madregos lo yisasei. To the point where one is connected to, don't deviate from the proper path, from the lo yisaseh. Keep focus. V'hasheni inyan hashlemus. Shehu mashlim hametzius b'mitzvus aseh. That a person is completing himself, is perfecting himself. Let me just give a mashal. With Lego, by children. You have a child who's in the middle of making this massive something, this castle. That was a child that had a Lego castle. In the middle of making it, you walk away because you have to go do something else now. And you come back a few hours later, you want to make sure every single piece is exactly where you left it. Right? Think back when we were children. Okay? Every single piece, because you know exactly where the next piece is going, but you have to stop. What happens if you come back and you see your castle is destroyed? By the way, nobody saw Solantes that cell. He said that when you have a little child playing with a toy boat, and if that boat sinks, in the eyes of that child, it's just like an adult has a boat, and that boat sunk. That's what's taking place. As adults, you look at, oh, it's just a toy. But in the mindset of the child, that was a $3 million boat that just sunk. You know which cargo was on that boat? It's a whole different perspective. In other words, he's saying, appreciate and understand what they're going through right now. But when you come back to the Lego house, the Lego castle, and you see everything is exactly where you left it, that's a lack of, it wasn't Yoytzi Naseder. It's exactly where it's supposed to be. Because the Loisa Asei says, don't touch it. Leave it alone. And the Asei comes and says, complete the castle. And the drawbridge comes down, and the different chambers, and the jail section over there. And I told you, I had one of these. And that's what we're here for. We're here to be mashlin, not just to make the castle, but to make worlds. When we do mitzvahs, we do a mitzvah. You do a mitzvah, and you do a mitzvah b'simcha. It's adar, it's 2 days before Purim, 3 days before Purim. You do a mitzvah b'simcha. You create a malach, a strong, powerful malach. Like when Avraham Avinu was told, don't shecht Yitzchak. And the malach says, Hashem is saying, now I know you're good. I trust in you. Now, of course, Hashem knew before and also. What's the malach saying? The malach is saying, I believe the malach explains this. The malach is saying, look at me. Look how robust I am. Look at my biceps. You created me from this mitzvah that you wanted to shecht Yitzchak. That's what the malach is saying. Ata yadati. Now I know, the malach is saying, because you just created me. I'm a fresh new malach. Look how strong and powerful I am. Avraham Avinu was able to see malachim. When we do a mitzvah, not just, I got a davening. Someone just said to me recently, he said, it's impossible for everybody to have kavana in davening the way it's supposed to be every single time. I said, you know what? There's no two tefillahs the same way. There are no two fingerprints are the same. No two snowflakes are the same. There are no two tefillahs. Chazal say there are no two tefillahs that are the same. No two, when they say tefillah, it's Shemona Esrei. They have different capabilities each time. How could that be? The Chazal, Baruch HaKadosh, they created Shemona Esrei. We have to appreciate this every time we come to do a mitzvah. Kidavar zeh roi l'toiro shiyu ba mitzvahs lo yisasei asher shemrim es aseder shelo ye oiver hachoik. Says the Maral, it's very appropriate that in the world of Torah, there has to be, in the rule book, there has to be don'ts. Don't transgress. Don't speed. Don't go too fast. Don't go through the red light. I once saw somebody, I'm going to tell you a story. It's a true story. I saw the person doing it. I was walking down the street. And I see somebody at a red light. He's inching forward. Slowly, looking both ways, and then watching the whole thing, and then he goes through the red light, and I'm looking, and I'm not colorblind, and I see it's red. A little while later, I happened to have seen him. I met up with him. I said, you know, I was walking down the street, it's a friend of mine, and I noticed you were in the car and you were inching out and you went through. I said, was everything okay? I mean, I've gone through red lights. My daughter had when she was 2 years old, she had an asthma attack at 12 o'clock at night that we had to rush to the hospital. So, you know, I looked both, no one's on the road, I looked both ways and went also. I got to go to the hospital. So I was concerned, maybe, you know. You know what he says to me? He says, yeah, I was in a rush. You're in a rush. There's a reason why there's a red light. You can't be yoytzei min haseder. You can't deviate from the rule book. You can't be yoytzei min haseder. When the person starts cutting corners left and right, then when it comes to his mitzvahs also, that's the type of person who he is. There's yoytzei min haseder. That's why the Torah has in it loisase as well. See, the beauty of what we're learning here tonight is not just, okay, there are 365 mitzvahs, don't do's, do's. Make sure you do the do's and make sure you don't violate the don't do's. No. It's much more than that. We're explaining the reason behind the blueprint of why the Torah is created in such a way. Just like a king who's guarding over his nation, Shlo Yetzim Neseder, that the king says also, don't deviate from the rules. If there's a stop sign, you have to stop. The Gam Yesh B'mitzvahs Esei, the Yosef Pazer Mitzvahs, HaMashlim Mitzvah'am, that create the greatness of what the nation are. You can't just stay in the elevator. You can't sit in a chair all day and say, okay, I didn't violate anything. But what did you accomplish? Just like the king who compliments and completes the nation because he's charging. You're charging them. You're deviating. Don't deviate from the left. Don't deviate to the right. Make sure you go straight and accomplish. These two connect to the chaymer, as we discussed, and the tzura. It's a little pun, by the way, that he just, if you pick up on that, he says the things are clear, like we just explained, like the sun is, like the sun. Okay, so sense of humor over here. We elaborate on this in a different place. Klal hadover, ki Hashem yizbarach nosan lo aldam ha-toyro, Hashem gave man the Torah. Hamaylo hayoyser el yoyno shiba oylam. On the top of page Pei Gimel, which is the greatest, Maylo hayoyser el yoyno shehi ba'olam, the greatest creationist in the world. That's the Torah HaKadosh. And we have to know that. We have to value that. That's why when you see a Sefer Torah, you go kiss a Sefer Torah. When you see the Chazan coming out with the Sefer Torah, you go to the Sefer Torah. When it's being put back in Aron Kodesh, you walk towards it and you escort it back to Aron Kodesh. And it goes without saying, I'm saying it anyway. Don't you love people say it? Goes without saying, but they say it anyway. So why are you saying it goes without saying? But it needs to be said. That there are sometimes people forget that there are other people in the shul with them, and it's yes, you want to escort the Sefer Torah back. Yes, you want to kiss the Sefer Torah. But it doesn't mean that the friend next to you should have put on the shoulder pads. Right? We want to kiss the Sefer Torah, but we don't want to bulldoze anybody down. The same way when you put on the talis, we don't want to give malchus. There are no lashes anymore. We don't want to give lashes to the person behind you. It hurts a lot. It really does. And it's more than 39 lashes in one shot. Think about it. Okay? There's a technique trick. If you take your wrist and you twist it and you go over, it doesn't slam the next person behind you. Okay. It's odder a little, so but it's all being all true. Im shiye boy hamayla yoisel yoino. Shlo yosim min ashenivra olof. El hara velav chisus. So the loisa said, the Torah HaKadosh is telling us, don't deviate. The loisa says, don't deviate. Don't go to a lower place that you're not. That's not you. As I'm pausing for a second because as I said these words, I'm reminded of Rav Chaim Siegel Zatzal, who was the Menahel in Chaim Berlin in the Masifta. He was Nifter a couple years after I got there in the Beis Medrash. And this was the chinuch. This was the chinuch that I heard that he would tell Rebbeim who had to let's say rebuke a child for something he did incorrectly. That when you talk to that child, realize that child could be a person who will sit and learn in Kailo and hold up the world. But if you knock the child for his behavior in a negative way, not that you build up the child and tell him what he did was incorrect, but yet you build him up, that's not who you are. You're much better than that. Then that Rebbe could be responsible for that person never to learn in Kollel. That's what he's saying over here. He's saying, if Shiebo Yamaila Yoisel Yoinishlo Yosur Mina Shenivro Lov El Hara, Velab Chisus, it's Chisus. Pigs enjoy to roll in the mud. When a person, when an Adam, when a Yid lowers himself to do the Aveira, imagine you going to a farm and you see the swine and the pigs and their noses into the dirt, and all of a sudden next to him you see a man on his hands and his knees, sticking his face in the mud. He said, "Well, what in the world is what's going on here?" And he's rolling around in the. Does this make any logical sense? This is disgusting. When the person's doing averus, that's he's doing worse than that. He's lowering himself. He's so kodesh. He's so great. And he's rolling around in the mud like pigs. So the Loisa says, don't go into that dirt. The Pchisus. Don't lower yourself. And the Torah is saying, accomplish greatness. Even be better than an angel. The Medrash now, the Medrash concludes over here. There's a Medrash. Until now we discussed the 365 mitzvahs. Mitzvahs loisa say are connected to what? The Shemesh, we said. Now he's going to tell us there's another Medrash which many of us are unfamiliar with that is also connected to the Gidim, the sinews of the body, like the tissue and the tendons that keep everything in place together. The Medrash, the Zohar Kodesh, Amru ki Ramach mitzvahs esay nosan Hashem Yisbarach liYisrael neged Eivarav shel Adam, correspond to the Eivarav of the person. V'sha'asa mitzvahs loisa esay neged sha'asa gidlin shel Adam, correspond to the 365 sinews of the person's body. V'gam ha'medrash hazeh pirshu kach, and explain the Medrash the same way, meaning what? That the same way that the sinews of the body keep the person connected, that he shouldn't deviate from the proper path, just like the sun, the loisa say, keeps the person that he shouldn't deviate. The seder hadvarim is the same. Rak hamedrash hazeh noisin hakol ba'odim, but the medrash is putting everything in man. You have 248 limbs of the body, 365 sinews of the body. The sinews are keeping everybody intact in seder, and the evarim are saying, go accomplish, go do. Ki ha'odim hazeh yesh ba'idover nivdol alaki, and in other words, explaining that in Adam himself, he has the Tzel Melekim, he also has the Guf. So the Tzel Melekim is connected to, let's say, the 248. Let's explain to the 248, mitzvahs asay, go do, go accomplish. And the 365 is connected more to the Guf, means don't deviate. You have a body, use it for the right things. That's why the Medrash says, 248 mitzvahs were given to give the person accomplishment, so he should fulfill his task here. Neged eivarim shalodim, ki haivarim heim tsurosoi. Like we said earlier, she had tsurosoi tselem elakim nevdol. The eivarim represent the tsura of the yid, which is connected to the tselem elakim. The keneged zenosim lo yarmach mitzvahs esay, that's why he has 248 mitzvahs esay, hamashlim ha'adam, that compliment and instruct the person, go accomplish. You're here for a purpose. Nosan loy shasa, mitzvahs loisa say negative gidon shaloi, and man was given 365 loisa say, corresponding to the sinews of the body, shagidon einon surosoi shel adam. I will hang nois and kium laguf adam. Now listen to this. He brings here, from the Nesiv Hazrizis, number 95, he brings a medrash. Shahan namala. What's a namala? An ant. Shahan namala, ein achaya el ashisha chadoshim. An ant only lives for 6 months. Okay, maybe there are different types of species of ants. Ant only lives for 6 months. Why? Because it doesn't have gidim v'atzamos. Therefore, and explains the Radal, Rav Dovid Luria. Shabir shaloloi gidim v'atzamos iya shalichyos yoyse mishisha chadoshim v'ilu loy atzamos bavad achim gidim er shalichyos yud beis chodesh. And his point is like this. Sha'adam, he says further, Sha'adam nechshav lechoser kiyum behedrom shall gidim atzamos. If a person didn't have the gidim atzamos, if he didn't have the sinus to keep him connected, he'd be like this ant that wouldn't live too long. Which is another way of explaining what is so beautiful here, is that this is like the Shemesh, like the Seder Hadvarim, keeps you intact, keeps you focused. The gidim are what keep you focused, the 365. Without it, person falls apart. He's like jello. Jello only takes the shape, like water, of what it's in. the Gidim Va'atzamas give form to the person that he's able to exist. That's the Lois Asay. Let's just finish the thought here, then we'll take all questions. Ashu Mikuyim Mibli Shinoi, to the point that the Gidim keep the person in existence without any deviation, just like the sun keeps the person in existence without meaning the Seder HaDvarim. L'fichach, Heim Shasom, Mrs. Loisa, Say Shlo Yetzi, Ha'odam Yitzad Gufoi, Min HaSeder HaRoi. A person should not go out from the proper path that is appropriate, just like the sun. If Ein Zeh Shleimus Ha'odam. Then if a person deviates, then that's a lack of Shleimus Ha'odam. He has to accomplish it and stay focused. Let's just conclude the parak here. Ve'ein chiluk bein Rabbi Simloi or bein ze. Rabbi Simloi was the Gemara Makus that spoke about the sun, and there's no difference between over here as well. Raki ledas Rabbi Simloi kol hamitzius nechshav echod, the whole mitzius, the whole existence, in other words, is considered to be one. V'chol ha'olam nechshav kimoi hachomer al ha'odam v'ha'odam hu shleimus v'tzuras kol mitzius. This is an obvious thought that the Maral says, which unfortunately is not understood in this generation. The purpose of creation was for Adam. The purpose of creation is for mankind to accomplish in this world. Everything here is to serve Adam. L'fichach ha-Torah, hi neged ha-Shemesh va-Adam. That's why the Torah corresponds to the Shemesh, or the Gidim, and Adam. L'das ha-Medrash ha-Adam mitzius ha-Nivdol ha-Atzmai. Shakal neged hakol, according to the Medrash, in Adam himself, he has the lois asay, he has the asay, is all one. Lekach shasol lois asay, ramach asay, hakol neged haodom. Everything is inside of man. The roi lohavin dvarim elu, shem dvarim gedoilu ma'oid, ki efshel lichtoiv yoyser. He says these are dvarim yoyser amukim. These are very deep thoughts and concepts, so if you find it a little difficult, you're in good company with the Maral. Okay, you mechavim to the Maral. Aval advar me'edu ein savik behem l'mishe deo lohavim divrei emes v'yosher. As we will explain this topic later, and we'll stop here next time. It's Shempikol Perik Hey. Riboy mitzvahs hu l'zakos es Yisrael, that the more mitzvahs we have are to give us zechuyos, to give us merits. Shkoyach, thank you for coming, and thank you for listening.